This lecture covers four topics: refunds, repayment supplement, interest, and security. The first three items are roughly connected because they are all to do with the situation when VAT is refunded to the taxpayer. Security is a different topic, isolated really, and shall be dealt with on its own at the end of the lecture. Refunds of tax can take two forms. First of all, you can have a refund of tax when the output tax is less than the input tax on a VAT return. In such a case, there will be a negative figure that you have calculated on your VAT return, and this figure will be refunded to you usually when the VAT return is submitted. However, you may also get a refund of VAT that you have overpaid at an earlier point in time. An overpayment may have occurred if you incorrectly classified something as standard rated when it should have been zero rated, etc. Thus, the VAT you have paid over and above the amount due will be refunded to you. Let us start by having a look at the refund of VAT as shown on a VAT return. Once a VAT return showing that VAT is repayable to the taxpayer is submitted to Southend, the refund thus due will be automatically dealt with by the VAT Central Unit. They will issue instructions to issue a check or make a refund payment into a notified bank account. If the time taken to sort out the repayment is long, a repayment supplement will be added on to the repayment made. So this is probably a good time to have a look at repayment supplement. Repayment supplement is added to a repayment if the commissioners fail to issue an instruction for a repayment within a 30-day period. Provided certain conditions are met, repayment supplement is the greater of £50 or 5% of the repayment, the refund of tax, due. Of course, it is not as simple as it first seems, because this 30-day period is not just the straightforward 30-day period from submitting the return that the ordinary man in the street might consider it to be. This 30-day period begins on the later of two dates. It begins on the later of the day after the last day of the prescribed accounting period to which the claim relates. Now remember, the prescribed accounting period is the VAT return period. So the day after the last day of the VAT return period. Or the date of the receipt of the claim. Basically, that is the day that you send in your VAT return. As we all know, we have a month after the end of the VAT return period to send in our VAT return. So it is only then that the 30-day period starts, and hence, if a trader is in a repayment situation, they should try to get that return in as quickly as possible. It does not stop there. Oh no. Because certain periods are ignored when calculating that 30-day period. Certain periods are left out of account when calculating our 30-day period. In other words, when it is necessary to raise reasonable inquiries or correct errors. Now, the period to leave out of this 30 days is defined as beginning when the commissioners first decide that it is necessary to make inquiries, and then ends when they satisfy themselves that they have received complete answers to the question they raised, or when they decide not to pursue the inquiries any further. Any delay on customs' part in acting on that decision is included. However, in real life, it is customs' policy not to stop the clock, so to speak, until they have notified the trader of an inquiry. Repayment supplement is denied if the repayment on the return turns out to be incorrect, and so thus, no repayment supplement will be given to the trader for his repayment. Now, what is meant by incorrect is that the return is overstated by more than the greater of £250 or 5% of the correct repayment. In addition to this, no repayment supplement is paid at all if the VAT return in question was submitted late. So no matter how much of a refund you are getting, if you do not submit your VAT return on time, you do not get any repayment supplement on top. Now we are going to have a look at a refund for overpaid VAT. This would be where a person has paid more VAT to customs than was originally due. For example, a trader has treated certain supplies as standard rated when really they should have been zero rated. Now, on the receipt of the claim, customs will make a refund of the overpaid VAT to the trader. You claim for the amount of VAT you have overpaid. However, the commissioners do have the power to withhold a refund of VAT if they feel that it would unjustly enrich the claimant. Now, the concept of unjust enrichment is quite a difficult one, but as a general rule, a business cannot be unjustly enriched by the repayment if it passed the repayment on to its customers. There is a restriction where a trader makes the claim for a refund of VAT, which he originally paid because he had some sort of mistaken assumption about the way the VAT rules applied. In a case like this, a refund will only be made to the extent of the loss or the damage which the trader can show he has suffered as a result of the mistaken assumption. Otherwise, customs will allege that any repayment will give unjust enrichment. Customs really want to see that the trader does not get some sort of windfall gain from a repayment. Repayments will be allowed on the basis that they will be repaid to the customer. This will prevent the taxpayer being unjustly enriched, and customs having the power to make regulations for overseeing the reimbursement of traders' customers where a refund has been made to the trader just for that purpose. By the same token, customs can make regulations to claw back any refund which was supposed to be passed on to the customer, but the trader did not do this. Presently, customs are not liable to refund tax paid to them more than 4 years before the date of the claim, or 4 years before the date the trader commenced legal proceedings if this is earlier. This 4-year limit applies to all claims for input tax, correction of errors, adjustments to take account of the change in the consideration for a supply, pre-registration expenses, post-deregistration expenses, adjustments under the capital goods scheme, claims for bad debt relief, so it is all-encompassing 4-year limit. Now it is time for you to have a go at a question. Paul supplies widgets. He charged standard rate VAT on all his widget supplies since January 2005. He appealed on the 14th of April 2011 that supplies of widgets should be zero-rated. The First Tier Tax Tribunal ruled in Paul's favour on the 12th of September 2011.
A claim was lodged for a VAT refund on the next day. The refund is restricted to VAT paid from which date? Click on the correct date, and when you are ready, check your answer. Let us have a look at the answer. Paul's VAT reclaim is restricted to a 4-year period running backward from the earlier of two dates.
First is the date legal proceedings were started, which in our example was the 14th of April 2011. The second date is the date of the claim. Paul's claim was not lodged until after the hearing, which was on the 13th of September 2011. So the earlier of those two dates is the 14th of April 2011. We go back 4 years from this. So a claim can be made in respect of VAT charged since the 14th of April 2007.
Now let us have a look at interest on overpaid tax. This will be interest that is paid in addition to the overpaid tax being refunded to the trader. If a trader has overpaid VAT, then there has been a period of time when he has been unable to use his own money, because effectively customs have had his money. If this overpayment arose as a result of an error on the part of customs, then interest can be paid to the trader. There are many reasons why VAT might have been overpaid. Maybe too much VAT was paid to customs in the first place, or maybe too little input tax was reclaimed on a VAT return, or maybe the trader in some way was prevented from recovering VAT at the proper time. Interest will be applied to the repayment of VAT and is calculated on a daily basis at fixed rates.
There is a 4-year restriction, just as we have seen before. Just as overpaid tax is restricted to tax paid in the 4-year period, similarly, interest is restricted to the same 4 years. So, to claim the interest, you must make a claim in writing within 4 years of the end of the period to which it relates, and 4 years' worth is going to be the maximum amount of interest you are ever going to get.
When calculating the interest, as I have said before, it is calculated on a daily basis, but there are some days that customs can ignore for the calculation. These days are periods of time resulting from an unreasonable delay by the claimant in making the claim, or maybe in providing information so that customs can establish the claim both in quantity and suitability for repayment. This summary slide is a bit unusual in that I want you to fill in the missing words. So let us have a look. Repayment supplement is the greater of what amount or what percentage of the repayment due, and is given on repayments of VAT when the VAT return was submitted on time, and where a repayment order was not made within how many days. A repayment of VAT will be refunded provided the claimant will not be what?
The right to a refund, and if appropriate, interest, is limited to the VAT paid under how many years prior to the claim? Good luck. This is the correct answer. Well done. I am really sorry. This is not the correct answer. Let's have a look at the model answer. The final topic is security. Security is where basically customs ask for some money up front because, well, to be quite basic, they do not trust you. They are frightened you are going to collect some VAT from the customers and then run off. Security can be provided in cash or by guarantee from an approved financial institution and is usually required within 30 days from the date of customs notice requiring security. There are three situations in which customs may require a person to give security. The first states that as a condition of making a VAT credit to a person if it appears necessary for the protection of the revenue. The second states that as a condition of allowing that person to supply goods or services by way of a taxable supply. Again, such action is necessary for the protection of the revenue. Now, in practice, customs will normally seek security on protection of revenue grounds if the person or persons concerned in a business have a bad VAT history. So, for example, they have failed to pay VAT in the past, or they have committed some sort of VAT offence, or previously were very poor at meeting VAT compliance. Businesses that are run by disqualified directors or undischarged bankrupts are also likely to be subjected to a requirement to give security. With effect from the 10th of April 2003, customs powers to require security where they consider that a business represents a direct risk to the collection of VAT was extended. The new provisions are intended to affect businesses, which despite warning, continue to deal with other businesses or individuals that evade paying tax. By deliberately using VAT registration numbers belonging to other businesses without their knowledge, by going missing, or by becoming insolvent while owing VAT. It may also affect those that trade with such businesses. The aim of the new proposal is to tackle serious cases of VAT evasion where several businesses act together to attack the VAT system. The new provisions will allow for a proportionate security requirement from each business in order to protect the total tax at risk in a VAT supply chain. The third situation where customs may require a security is where a person has failed to act upon customs direction requiring him to appoint a VAT representative. The amount of security that customs generally ask for is 6 months estimated VAT liability. Of course, this can be reduced, and often, for traders that make monthly VAT returns, it is reduced to 4 months of the estimated VAT liability. And this concludes the lecture on refunds, repayment supplement, and interest.